Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Because I don't think Dak Prescott is necessarily that answer. I don't think he's that guy. And to give up a surplus of first-round picks and have to pay that kind of money, that's not as appealing to me.
Right.
Can I give you another name?
Go ahead.
Kyler Murray is clearly going to be available.
That one's interesting.
Do you bring in Kyler Murray? It's not even going to cost you a booty of first-round picks, but now you can use your first-round picks on everything but the quarterback, and you've got a young quarterback to build around.
But do you trust Kyler Murray? That's the big question. I think both the only reason these two guys that you've now mentioned are available is because there are question marks surrounding them. Obviously, Joe Burrow, it's health. Kyler Murray, it's somewhat health, but not really. It's more... is he that kind of leader that's going to pick up a young franchise and put him on its back and say, let's go. I know how to get us to the promised land. And that's a question mark that we don't know until you see it. So Kyler is interesting because in person, I really like the guy. But there's just something inconsistent about him that worries me a little bit.
He's also the kind of guy that I think just needs another franchise. Another team to kind of... The appealing part of Kyler Murray, by the way, is that I'm not going to have to give up the Godfather package.
Yeah.
So I'd be able to bring in the quarterback, answer that question, and still have my booty of picks to add another top wide receiver, to add an edge pass rusher, to replace Sauce Gardner, even though they think they internally have it with AZ Thomas. So that's the appeal of him. I'll give you two really out-of-the-box ideas.
Yeah.
And when I say their names, your eyes are going to roll and say they're not available. But you got to get creative. You got to think about how things could look a year from now.
Let me see.
C.J. Stroud. If the Houston Texans
Why?
If they under it. You got to make a decision, Teak, on paying guys. And the appeal of drafting a quarterback. I've heard this over the last 24 hours. Well, the appeal is... you're not going to pay a quarterback. I've heard you say that, Sean, about Jackson Dart. You're not going to pay a quarterback.
Right. You got four more years before you have to really pay him.
So if a team is offering you a cavalcade of picks or a pick specifically aligned with a young quarterback that you like in this draft, does it not make sense to say, wow, I can start the clock over, get a young quarterback that I also love, and move on? So if the Texans underachieve, could CJ... I'll give you another one. Oh, boy, Al Cintron better not be listening. Jaden Daniels, he's already starting to get beat up a little bit. He's already starting to have some injuries. You're already starting to hear Commander fans whisper RG3.
Right. Well, that's because RG3 is starting to say things about protecting the young quarterback.
Maybe.
Because of what they did, not him, but not the staff, or not even really. It's a completely different organization because the owner's different and everything else, but it feels very similar. Let the young kid run, be an athlete, be reckless in moments, and now look at him.
Absolutely.
Now, jacked up knee, hamstring, whatever the heck it was, and now he's got a dislocated elbow, thankfully non-throwing arm, but it feels very similar.
And I'll give you the big one. I saved the big one for end because Joe Burrow has been out there. I'm not splitting any atoms by saying him. Here's the other one, because if you're going to trade a young franchise quarterback for a bevy of draft picks, you need to have a decider who's got guts, a decider who can do it, look you straight in the eye and say, here's why I'm doing it. Justin Herbert. With Jim Harbaugh.
No chance.
How much do they underachieve after year?
Yeah, but there's no chance that happens.
No way?
No chance. I think Jim Harbaugh is in love and infatuation.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Situated with Justin Herbert.
Will he be in love and infatuated if the Los Angeles Chargers of San Diego underachieve again? If, let's say right now they're 6-3, all is right with the world, what if they miss the playoffs? What if all of a sudden Jim Harbaugh is faced with the opportunity to recoup everything? Meanwhile, what has Justin Herbert won? He's getting older. They've never gotten out of the first round. They've made the playoffs twice with him as quarterback.
Yeah.
Here's the thing I want you to understand before you get, because Sean's about to yell at me.
No, I actually think I have a much better one, but go ahead.
Go ahead. Let me just say this. A part of what I was thinking about last night and this morning is that these are the new opportunities that have been created. Mm. Now, I acknowledge that a lot of the names I mentioned may never get moved. But the beauty of sports is that sometimes star players become available when you least expect it. We always usually wait for that in the NBA.
Yeah.
And the way to be ready to get those star players is by having the equipment to acquire them. That's draft capital. Mm-hmm. What the New York Jets did yesterday, as much as it disappointed me in the moment, is they are more equipped than any team in the sport to acquire a guy who we don't yet think about being available. So is it likelier than not that Darren Mooji dives headfirst into the draft in 2026 to find his quarterback? Of course. Or even 2027? Of course. But if any of the names I just mentioned became available, The New York Jets are at the top of the list. And I didn't even include one other name, but I don't want to say it in case that's Sean's idea, because I wouldn't want to steal it from him. So I've named a bunch of young in their prime quarterbacks that can somehow become available. Who have I missed?
Jalen Hurts.
I knew you were going to say it.
Now here, can I make my case?
Why?
Okay. Before anybody yells,
why would Philly do that?
Great question. And before anybody yells and screams, I will rattle off every point why, and then you could kill the whole point.
All right, go ahead.
All right. Clearly, we know the positives. Super Bowl winning quarterback, team loves him, everything. Let's start with Howie Roseman. Howie Roseman is a genius as far as getting out of guys before it's too late, keeping the train moving. They have a young quarterback in Tanner McKee that they refuse to move this offseason that they seem to look a lot.
Yeah.
There is a rule in place in football that benefits Jalen Hurts that we know is not going to exist in football next year, and he has taken a beating on that, and this is an up-and-down passing game where we can't tell what receivers are happy every other week. If this team that's already won a Super Bowl falls short this year with all the money that they've pushed down the line, including with Jalen Hurts, could they look to get out, get one of these Jets first-round picks, and believe in Tanner McKee enough to keep the good times rolling in Philadelphia?
So it's only interesting because of you referenced the Tanner McKee.
That's why. They have an answer.
I really like Tanner McKee. Not as much as I like Joe Milton.
What happened to Joe Milton?
He's kind of like lost now.
He's lost at sea.
Right. But Tanner McKee was really good. He played one game last year.
Yep.
It was against the Giants, a game I called.
So, Sean,
and he was really damn good.
This isn't Tanner McKee related, but it's funny that you mentioned Jalen Hurts. I remember every piece of audio I cut. And one of the clips I cut less than a month ago after you guys beat the Philadelphia Eagles was this cut from Joe Giglio on WIP in Philadelphia. Take a listen.
If Jalen Hurts plays this way the rest of the season, they're drafting a quarterback. There's just no doubt in my mind.
So he's already down enough to say, if we're drafting a quarterback, we can give you a first-round pick.
But
there you go.
There's no way they're drafting a quarterback.
What was that?
Tanner McKee is he's not a first-round quarterback, but he is a very good quarterback.
No, you know what the Eagles do, Tiki? In a situation like that, again, this is totally hypothetical. They elevate Tanner McKee, who they like a lot, and then what the Eagles do, because they play chess above everything else, they go to their third-round pick, and they take a guy who's out for the year and out of eligibility in Drew Allar and draft him rehab him for 2 years. And if McKee doesn't work out, that's their quarterback. That's how the Philadelphia Eagles run an organization.
No, you're probably right.
And here's the reality.
He's going to be a good quarterback if he gets healthy and he's right and he lands in the correct spot. If Philly would be a correct spot for him because he doesn't have to play.
And here's the truth about all of this. None of the quarterbacks we just mentioned over the last 20 minutes are actually available today. But they could be available in February.
Well, they are when you have six first-round draft picks in the next 3 years.
That is the point, ladies and gentlemen. The Jets are equipped to do something like this. Does it mean they should? Does it mean they will? Does it mean all of these guys or some of these guys are going to be available? Or are we even missing somebody? Are we actually being naive to maybe there's someone else we're not even talking about that becomes available? Like Andy Reid says, I'm done with Patrick Mahomes. I'm just kidding. But that's the new world that we live in. The Jets are equipped to do that. If a star quarterback mysteriously becomes available, whether it's them demanding a trade, whether it's the franchise realizing they need a reset button, the New York Jets are now ahead of the line. And so we are living in a brand new world.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.